This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Our Brazilian update. Weather has continued to be primarily hot and dry in Brazil this week. Very little area has been planted, but farmers are itching to begin. The only missing link is rain. A few courageous souls have planted some in the dust, counting on the rain to show up. It is not that unusual for it to get very hot at this time of year in Brazil, just before the rains come. Late September is sort of our late April. They would love to get something planted then, but if it gets pushed back into early October, they won't necessarily lose yield potential yet. It was reported that some 16,000 fires were burning across Brazil during the dry season. Most of these are fairly small and common this type of year. There was a wildfire that came across some of my son Matthew's in-law's property in Brazil. It did clip some corn that was yet to be harvested, but mostly burned up crop residue in the open field. Brazilian farmers have to be their own firefighters, as there is no big red trucks coming to the rescue if something goes wrong. This time last year, the media was providing lots of coverage on fires in Brazil, saying how they were all in the Amazon, not true, and implying how it was all agricultural related, also not true. So what changed? Where is the coverage this year? Perhaps it is because the U.S. is having major fires of our own. Some of which we know began from a gender reveal party responsible for burning tens of thousands of acres. Brazil is very much aware of the fires taking place in the United States, and they are wondering where the global condemnation is. A few years ago, I was in the Mato Grosso on the first day that they got some heavy rain, ending the dry season in early October. At the end of the dry season, everything is covered with dirt. The rains wash it off, and it is mud running down the streets. It was considered a late start for the monsoon that year, and this year is even later. There's nothing much for them in the 10-day forecast. The later they get started planting, the less early harvest, so China would have to buy here longer. It would also impact how much safrinha corn gets planted. There have been good rains in southern Brazil and Argentina, but that is expected to end with the developing of the El Niño. Argentina is already reducing its soybean crop expectations from 49.6 million metric ton to 46.5, and its corn crop from 50 million metric ton to 47 million because of the La Nina. Weekly exports were for 3.19 million metric tons of soybeans and 294,000 metric ton of soy meal. It was soy oil and the overextension of the soy oil meal spread that took the soybean market sell-off. 4 days of fun selling should be about all that you get at once. 2.14 million metric ton of corn and 351,000 metric ton of wheat was sold. Both corn and soybean weekly sales were above trade estimates. I have heard that crop insurance adjusters are being reasonable about not harvesting derecho flattened corn. They can appraise the yield at zero, and then the farmer can finalize that with a disc, getting paid the full indemnity insured for. Our fall harvest forecast is fully open. Our climatologist is warning, however, about wind in this forecast. The early death of corn cannibalized the stalks and have made them weak. Tops are already getting broken off. Farmers will be making a trade-off between dry down and stalk breakage. Dry stalk fields are a concern for fire. Low humidity and high winds could give us a small taste of what California is experiencing. I hope not. Fire is typically covered under your hail insurance policy, or it can be purchased as standalone insurance. Our new Comstock office in Jonesboro, Arkansas, gave us an update from the Delta region. Weather throughout the Delta remained cooperative for harvest, with dry and breezy conditions prevailing through much of the region. Outer bands of the tropical storm Beta moved across much of the Delta on Tuesday and Wednesday, bringing a short-term halt to harvest progress. Combines continue to roll through the Delta until the rains hit. Rice harvest is complete in the southern delta, while the central and northern regions were approximately 65% complete, with widespread 190 to 200 bushel farm averages being reported to date. Corn harvested was running about the 200 bushel mark for averages being the norm. No rest for the weary, as southern harvest has kicked off in the southern delta, and for those in the north who had either planted early or planted Group 3 beans. Although the bean harvest is not in full go mode, our broker did receive one monitor report from the combine as the farmer began his 2020 harvest. The first two passes through the field were averaging 96 to 118 bushel per acre, and the field ended up averaging 90 bushel per acre. He fully expects one of the best bean crops ever. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.